common processes are the one thing that will give you the control environments in the world, it'll really be one of the saving graces as more countries and governments around the world change the rules, basically. So if you don't understand that now, that's one of the core competencies that we've been trying to develop and that I think we're getting fairly good at, so we can respond quickly to the new legislation in the UK. There's, you know, how we deal with our SOX controls around the world. You know, it's all becoming more automated and shorter, faster duration, and we're lowering costs there as well, but increasing our control environment. So we really, really try to maximize our entire, I would say, footprint to get that done. But again, I think the key is not having one global instance of SAP. Those days of multi-year, very long ERP kind of programs is gone. There's a couple out there, and I think for good reason. It's about business transformation. But actually, I think most of these benefits you can get at with or without this. And in fact, you can have one global instance, and you can actually, underneath it, have different processes all over the world. So really the key thing is understanding the process level, and the technology is sort of secondary to it. We're putting together one global supply network. So we can see our inventory and our product all around the world. We do ship it all around the world. But how do we get the right cost structure? How do we get the right product in the right place at the right time? So we are leveraging a number of tools to do that, and it's an amazing output. You can really understand supply and demand forecast much better. But you know what? The one thing underneath, putting the technology in, which a lot of times, you know, the business looks at as a barrier, the barrier is actually having a process of who you talk to and what is the service level agreements between your sales organization and your supply organization. Because how they act and what they do is not going to work even with the right technology. So the major investment we're making is in, you know, bringing the technology out there, putting a supply network together, seeing inventory globally, worldwide, and then putting together a whole number of tools around our salespeople and how they see what's being executed in the marketplace. That's a really key thing as well. You know, so nobody can really do a very good job in talking about something that all of a sudden you have a new product introduction, it's not moving off a shelf. How fast do you understand that and you understand the reasons why and get that back to your organization to make the changes is going to give you the competitive advantage. So again, we're looking at the whole process and the whole innovation cycle that comes back to the people that are standing there near the customers, near the shelf, and how quickly we get the information back. And then we leverage this one big global supply network to try to shift product around the world. The one thing in the world today that is just changing at an incredible speed is how you understand the price of your product and how you do the analytics to understand how you can take your price up or down based on the size of the product or whatever it may be, and bring that change to all the different parts of the world. And it's also a very small world today. So products and services are accessible almost anywhere. So actually, we have to have the data and to understand the pricing and do the analytics and make the changes in the marketplace faster than we ever have. That's the agility. And I think agility is one of the key themes that I'm going to kind of hit by the end here, is that if we don't go and react really fast to everything that happens outside of us, in the environment, in the economy, in our customer base, in all the things that we see, you know, so it's about collecting data on everything we see every day, everywhere in the world, bringing that together, trying to do some analytics on it, make sense out of it, basically, and then act on it, make it actionable. And that's a lot about what the business intelligence is. And a lot of executives get sort of their eyes glazed over a little bit when we talk about BI. But actually, understanding what information is actionable to them is what's really the critical key to it. And so I don't really talk about it in the sense of BI. We talk about it in what information can they act on? What is happening with a product? What is happening in our order to cash process? that is inhibiting our cash performance, or why are we getting such a great cash performance? Those are the kinds of things that we should be able to diagnose and see really quickly and get that information back.